This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The American medical establishment, asserts Burton Goldberg, not only fails to cure cancer most of the time, but doesn't really want to.
I call it the cancer cabal, and it includes Department of Agriculture, EPA, FDA, the American Cancer Society. I'm making some very big claims, and the National Institute of Health. They don't want to cure cancer.
Instead, he says they are dependent on the pharmaceutical industry and their lobbyists, who in turn hold sway over political policymakers. Consequently, Goldberg contends, our public health is directly tied to campaign finance reform. The Tiburon resident has been researching and advocating non-traditional health care treatments for the past 33 years and has published numerous books about them, including Alternative Medicine, The Definitive Guide, which first came out in 1994. More recently, he has focused specifically on cancer, particularly on work that is being done abroad in Germany and elsewhere. That's where he found the studies that link cancer and dentistry.
Every tooth in your mouth is connected to every organ and system in the body in two ways. The meridian system of the Chinese, the basis of acupuncture. Then it's not only through the meridian system, but also the nervous system. I once was watching a clinic. This man had excruciating pain from prostate cancer. The minute the tooth was extracted that was sitting on the prostate meridian, his pain disappeared. So the knee bone is connected to the head bone.
And that can be a two-way street, Goldberg adds.
The tooth can cause the pain in the prostate, or the prostate could cause the pain in the tooth. Now, in breast cancer, 95% of females with breast cancer have a dental involvement.
As for the cancers themselves, Goldberg charges that too much attention is paid to tumors and not enough to the cancer cells that the tumors slough off.
Those cells mutate. That's why it comes back. And conventional medicine knows this, but they work only on the tumor. Well, the tumor basically is a piece of junk. It can be extracted, but the cells that travel through the body alight somewhere else, and they mutate, and what works on the primary will not work on that.
Despite his continuing sharp criticisms of the medical establishment, Goldberg says he has come to support an integrated approach to cancer, in which alternative treatments are blended with lower doses of chemotherapy, using drugs that are narrowly targeted for specific types of cancer cells. But he insists that patients can also adopt nutritional and dietary changes to fight cancers, some of which are surprisingly simple.
Cancer patients should not have sugar. Cancer survives on sugar. It grows. It's like having your foot on the gas pedal. For instance, when they do a PET scan to see whether you have tumors or where they are, have they spread, are they metastasized through the body, they use sugar to bring the radiologic molecule into the cancers. So it's important not to have sugar, and that goes for bread, pasta, rice, any that turn to sugar.
Other steps he recommends, not just for patients but for everyone, are avoiding fluoride in both water and toothpaste, eating organic foods, and avoiding mammograms and other x-rays outside of emergencies. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.